The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee, so recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O Most Merciful of the Merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear friends, salam. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about drug addiction and drug addiction in the view of Islam. So please be with us. Today, Wednesday, is the 10th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of the month of Azar, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of December, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's start our program by recitation of chapter Al-Ma'idah, verse 90.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhal ladhi إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون.
O you who have believed, indeed, intoxicants, gambling, sacrificing on stone altars to other than Allah, and divining arrows, are but defilement from the work of Satan. So avoid it that you may be successful.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
At the time of the advent of Islam, the Arabs customarily were intensively interested in poetry, wine, and fighting. The divine relations concerning the prohibition of wine were gradually conveyed. The verse enjoins to avoid not only drinking wine but also approaching any kind of toxicants. The reason of this ordinance is that a sound nutrition is effective in the prosperity of human beings. Therefore, it enjoins to avoid intoxication so that you may be prosperous.
Heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh, Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so.
Addiction to modern tools. The Islamic or Muslim religion has principles which restrict the use of harmful substances in the body. Some include moderation, peace, self-awareness, spiritual awareness, prayer, and self-discipline. In living a life full of such principles, the individual can form a strong bond with Allah or God and feel very little need to engage in substance abuse. They can also follow the rules of Islam, as they prohibit intoxication by both alcohol and opiates. Despite these prohibitions, many followers of Islam suffer from substance abuse issues and would greatly benefit from Muslim drug or alcohol rehab. In addition to spiritual ideals, physical purity and moderation, there are unique cultural values Muslims uphold. However, addiction is a disease which is impacted by biological and social factors, and it requires treatment like any other disease.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the positive effects of religious teachings on abandoning addiction to drugs, it must be indicated that another one and more important indication is that addiction is an obvious example of harming one's life. Nobody has any right to harm himself, to harm his or her body. And this is, of course, a crime that should be abandoned. Now, there are many verses in the Holy Quran. For example, one of them is وَلَا تُلْقُوا بَأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا تَحْلُكَ. This Quranic verse is explicit. I mean, it says that you shouldn't ruin yourselves. You shouldn't ruin your own body. And more importantly, you shouldn't ruin your own, both body and mind. Okay. Another one is that وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَى عُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ فَتَقْعُدْ مَلُومًا مَحْصُورًا. it indicates that nobody has any right to be extravagant, that to be a person of splashing money here and there, because, I mean, everybody should be careful in how and where to spend money. It isn't suggested that people should be frugal, should be stingy. I mean, well, when it's needed, yes, I mean, a good amount of money should be spent for a good cause, for a good, I mean, aim to achieve. Yet, I mean, splashing money here and there is not only religiously forbidden, but also rationally quite rejected. In the Islamic religion, we find that if we find any addicted person, first of all, other people have to support him in order to make him, I mean, return to the Muslim public, to the Muslim community. Well, if someone has been in the habit of making use of some drugs and inebriating liquids and drinks upon repentance, this person can again return to the Muslim community. It means that people are apt to make some mistakes from time to time. Of course, this isn't quite, I mean, it doesn't mean any permission. However, well, due to satanic temptation, some people may make some mistakes. But at the same time, there's a way out of, I mean, that calamity or that turmoil. So people may repent and come back to the Muslim community. We hope to have indicated very important points in the case of being away from addiction and terminating that use that harms both people's both mind and body. Thank you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Now we'll listen to the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Addiction as a spiritual disease. This is a quote clearly in the Holy Quran where Allah says that intoxicants sever the relationship with Allah as well as family and community. It views intoxicants as the cause for disrupted social behavior. It urges behaviors to shun and reject the habits so that they may prosper both in their horizontal relationship with kith and kin, as well as in their vertical relationship with Allah. Furthermore, prosperity can mean both spiritual and financial prosperity, which are drastically affected due to substance addiction. The Quran says, "You who believe intoxicants and gambling, idolatrous practices, and divining with arrows are repugnant acts, Satan's doing. Shun them so that you may prosper." With intoxicants and gambling, Satan seeks only to incite enmity and hatred among you and to stop you remembering Allah and prayer. Will you not give them up? You can find this in the Holy Quran, chapter Al-Ma'idah, that is the fifth chapter of the Holy Quran, verses 90-91. أشتد على العزيمة جوانه وأشتد على العزيمة جوانه قم على خدمتك جواره. Tips for helping someone overcome drug addiction. Don't wait to take supportive actions. Denial can happen for the addict and for the family and friends involved too. It can be a lot easier to put off actions and conversations, but that means missed opportunities for early healing and greater risks of physical, psychological, emotional, and life damage. The diverse effects of drug addiction can be devastating. work through any barriers rather than against them. Respect the person's privacy as you take steps forward toward treatment. Share what you learn about the treatment center so they know what to expect. Remember that their recovery is about prioritizing their higher personal goals, not your goals for them. Recognize that even when it means time away from work, rehab really is the next best thing for their career too.
Of course, the religion of Islam, we believe it has a solution to many problems of life. Most problems in life, and it needs the courage, and it needs for someone to follow all of the rules of the religion of Islam. If I just follow one rule here and I don't follow the other rules, then I'm not going to be able to have a solution. And of course, these solutions, they're also there from non-Muslims as well. They talk about the same solutions. One of the key reasons for individuals to do drugs, to perform drugs, and of course, when we talk about drugs, we're not just talking about young, we're not just talking about high school and college. No, there are people who are adults and they're still addicted to drugs. One of the most important reasons and the first motivating factor for an individual to try drugs is the friends. The friends and the environment and the atmosphere that this person chooses to hang out with. And when peer pressure starts, for the adults, it's very easy to get out of it because, you know, they just say no and they leave. But for the youth, especially for the children, for those in middle school, in high school, those who are still developing their identity, it's very easy for them to be misled. It's very easy for them to be fooled. And they want to fit in, they want to be cool. So someone comes and tells them, you know what, try this drug. You're going to be cool. You're going to fit in. And the first time that you try it, you've destroyed your life. You're putting yourself on the pathway of destruction. So what's the solution? The solution is to make sure that you choose the right friends and you choose the right environment and the right atmosphere to grow in, the right atmosphere to be in.
We look at the addiction in the view of Islam in the program of today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic. Thank you very much for joining us till this time and till another chance to say salam. We leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
Some might say this world today is sure. God's left us to our mistakes, oh, and He's never been so far away. Some might say, how could any father stand, seeing his children across many lands, suffer so, give no helping hand, no helping hand. Somewhere tonight, far away and out of sight, there's a child that's too weak to cry. Deep in those eyes, can't you see him in disguise, reaching out to the heart that's in you and I. In every tear that is where he is there.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners, and let us contemplate on what the Prophet of Islam has said about the kinds of hands that human beings have. Hands are of three types: the begging hand, the giving hand, and a grasping hand. The best of hands is the giving hand.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. As we mentioned previously, faith, belief, is a matter that deals with the heart. It is something that cannot be seen except by manifestation, actions. Even our intentions, which stem from this belief, is not something that can be seen besides by the... Even by our actions, for example, those intentions cannot be seen at times. But they will manifest themselves. But as we mentioned, obviously, that belief has different levels, has different, you know, classifications, and so on and so forth. And one of the means by increasing this belief and this faith is by doing good deeds and good actions. This is one of the means. Here we'll mention the second one, to have good thoughts and good intentions. It also benefits the faith and the belief of a person if he's continually thinking good stuff, having good intentions for others and for himself. But in this tradition from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the strength of the believer is mentioned in terms of the believer himself. In the face of difficulties, in the face of hardships, that no matter what will come, what will hit him, the believer will not veer from his path, a true believer. The Imam alayhi salam is reported to have said that verily the believer is stronger than plates of iron or pieces of iron. Basically iron. That the believer is stronger than this. And the Imam mentions the reason why as well. For when a piece of iron enters the fire, it changes. When fire enters, when iron enters a furnace, obviously we know it melts and it can be shaped and it can be changed into a particular form. It can be played with, if you want to put it in, you know, blunt terms. It can be manipulated. You know, beautiful similes here that we can use. Where's the believer? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of these individuals, inshaAllah. Where's the believer were he to be killed for the sake of his religion, then resurrected, and then killed again for the sake of that religion, his heart would never change. We see clearly this type of narration mentioned where? On the day. Rather, on the night of Ashura. And the companions of Imam Hussein in unison were saying this. Why? Because they are certain. They are certain that this life in front of them doesn't have any meaning. That what is true is the hereafter, and that death is true. Whether you kill me now or you kill me tomorrow, I will leave this transient world. But that faith is something that will last, is that faith that will remain with me forever. And therefore it needs to be firm, it needs to be strong, it cannot be manipulated, it cannot be changed. Insha'Allah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي
Let's recite the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
السلام عليكم dear Muslim brothers and sisters. Good morning to you and thanks for joining us. This is Habibullah Fasizada with the Let's Recite the Quran, a series of Quran classes held by the IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sever International School Network. Inshallah, God willing, today we are going to start to present a series of classes and sessions for learning the Quran And I'm very happy that I have a number of students of the Sevier International School here with me, and I would like to get introduced to them. So, inshallah, one by one, they are going to introduce themselves to us. Mr. Hadi.
Hello, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hadi Naghavi. I'm from Pakistan, and I am 11 years old.
Thank you so much. And?
My name is Hussein Musa. I'm from Iraq, and I'm 12 years old.
Thank you so much, Muhammad Musa, Hussein Musa, right? And please?
Hello, my name is Minhal Hussein Nasser. I'm from Pakistan. I'm 12 years old.
Thank you so much.
Hello, I am Mahdi Al-Husseinan from Iraq. I'm 11 years old.
Thank you so much.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, we have learned the first letter, okay? Which is called in Arabic, Alif.
Alif.
Can you tell me about the second letter that comes after it?
Ba.
Okay, it's like English, yeah?
Yes.
In English we have
B.
A, B. So the same in Arabic we have
Alif.
Sound, okay? The name is?
Ba.
Ba.
Ba. Yes?
Yes.
So how do you make the sound?
Ba.
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 Okay. Can you give me an example in English? Like, starts with ba sound.
Bow.
Bow. Okay.
Banana.
Bow. Good. Banana.
Bottle.
You like it too much, I think. Okay.
So bottle. Bottle.
Battle. Yeah, battle. Okay.
I just said battle.
Okay, that was your example.
Okay,
don't steal the examples, okay? Okay, make your own example.
Yeah.
So, thank you. Yeah, Minhal Hussein, one example.
Bow.
Let's go. Bow?
Yeah.
That was his example.
I said battle, but you said bow.
No,
he said bottle.
That was my example.
He said battle.
Yeah.
So, that was my example.
And I said bottle.
That was my example then.
You mean a bow?
Okay, make another example.
Yeah, it's a bow.
That was my example, I said. Make another one.
Could be, I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Okay, inshallah. So, guys, the second letter was what?
Ba.
So the first letter was
Alif.
Alif. This,
Alif.
The name was Alif. The shape is like a straight line. Yeah. And how do you make the sound?
Ba.
Yeah, the first
I was
one.
Talking about
said. Okay, no problem. So the second letter is
Ba.
And how do you make the sound?
Ba.
Ba. Ba. Yeah, it's easy. Like B in English. Ba'uda. Can you repeat?
Ba'uda.
Ahsan.
Ba'uda.
Ba'uda.
Yeah, the previous example was abadan.
Abadan.
Okay, Mahdi. Abadan, right?
Abadan.
So it has the sound ba.
Yes.
So, it's easy. Let's go to the third one, right? Okay. So, the third one is?
Ta.
Ta.
Ta, good.
Ta.
Ta.
Ta. Yes, ta. Okay, how do you make the sound?
Ta.
Okay. So, good. In English, we have like the. We have ta.
T.
You see? We have
T,
okay? But that is not the sound of ta. Okay? Because T is, it is pronounced a bit firmly, strongly, okay? With the stress. So you don't say T, T. Alif, ba, ta. No. Alif. Ba, ta. Simple, easy one, okay?
Ta.
Like, you can produce this one, like, very smoothly. Ta.
Ba.
Right, that's easy. Make an example with, let me make examples, okay? You gotta practice after me, okay?
Okay.
And about ta, let's make tabbat.
Tabbat.
Tabbat, right?
Tabbat.
Easy. Another one, like we say, tahab.
Tahab.
Yeah, tahab. Great. So thank you. That was the third one.
Qur'ani,
English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents. Let's recite the Quran.
And let's go today.
Example,
yeah? No, fourth one.
No,
it's easy. Okay, let's go to the fourth letter. It's gonna be easy, okay? What is the fourth letter, you know?
Yes.
What is it?
Jim.
Jim, are you sure?
Tha.
Tha.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay,
well, this guy really doesn't know.
So, I want you to... Okay, oh, this is a bit different, okay? From the English we have. We don't, for example... Can you make an example with sound in English?
Snake.
Snake. That is dangerous, okay?
Baby.
Okay, make an example with sound in English. Can you make?
Like, yes?
Yeah, it's sound.
Slytherin.
Slytherin, okay?
Not me.
Not you.
Yeah.
Okay. Minhal Hussein. Hussein.
Hussein.
Yeah, Hussein. Okay, Hussein Musa. Two is sound. Hussein Musa Musawi. Three is sound. That's easy. You're an example of S.
Yeah.
So, now, in Arabic, okay, when you want to say the letter tha, it's not like seen, okay? It's a bit different. How? You bite your tongue.
Tha.
Tha. The tip of your tongue, okay? Look. Okay? Yeah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as you hear us, please practice, okay?
Wait, this is on TV?
Okay. Yeah, it is on the radio,
oh,
so
no.
Please practice them all. So, tha. Yeah?
Tha.
Okay. Our brother sitting on the corner of the home, please say tha.
Tha.
Okay, good. Tha. Now, say snake.
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 Don't say snake, say snake.
Snake.
Snake, okay?
Snake.
Yeah, slithering. Say?
Slithering.
Okay. Say Hussein.
Huh?
Say your name. Complete name, full name.
Hussein Musa Musawi.
That's great. Hussein Musa Musawi, okay? So that is the sound of... it's easy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Because they are easy, we're going to move, okay? And dear Muslim brothers and sisters, okay? If you got problems, okay, in pronunciations, okay, try to listen time and again, okay? You can practice. So make examples with sound as we did, and then change it to tha. It's easy, okay? Just bite your tongue with the upper and the lower teeth, okay? Front teeth. Just the tip of your tongue, like you say, tha.
Tha.
That's easy.
Tha.
I said that's easy.
Easy.
Okay. Easy. Let's make some examples in Arabic. Like we say, mathala.
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 Great. Kamathalil.
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 Kamathalil. Okay.
Kamathalil.
There is a very good surah. I think everyone has memorized that. Everyone knows that. Suratul
Nas.
It has a tha. Suratul, it's about Lady Fatima, salam alayha.
Kauthar.
Kauthar. Okay, Suratul.
Kauthar.
Kauthar. The first starts with the last, the second word is with. So, Suratul
Kauthar.
Easy. You learned it, right?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar.
Indeed, we have granted you, O Muhammad, al-kawthar.
Fasalli li rabbika wanhar.
So pray to your Lord and sacrifice to Him alone.
Inna shani'aka huwal abtar.
Indeed, your enemy is the one cut off.
So be careful not to make mistake. Whenever you read the Quran, okay, inshallah, in near future, okay, don't make mistake changing the tha sound to sa, it's wrong, okay? Why? Because the meaning of the words change, okay? Whenever you say, if a word is with tha and you say sa, the meaning changes, okay?
Yeah.
So, Let's go to the next one, which is?
Jim.
Jim. Good. The name is Jim, Mr. Jim.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mr. Jim. So, this Mr. Jim, and it will be like a circle or a moon, okay? A moon, not a complete moon, okay? Half moon, okay? And there is a letter on the top of it, okay? Letter, no,
and
sorry.
Then, and
just a line on
this.
The top of it. Yeah. And there's also
a dot in
a
its
dot
belly.
In the belly.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when you write it like this, it's in the bottom.
Yeah. So this Jim sound, do we have the sound, this sound, Jim sound in English?
Yes. Yeah, J.
J. J.
J.
J.
Yeah.
Great.
Jim.
It's easy, yes? J.
Jim.
Okay. With full tongue you have to say.
J.
Don't say J.
J.
Full tongue, okay? Full tongue. J.
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 Great.
J.
So, the sound of Jim is J. J.
J.
J. J.
Easy.
J.
Okay. Now, let's make some examples in Arabic. Ready?
Yeah.
They are easy, right? So, let's make the example. Jahadu.
Jahadu.
Okay. And what do you say when you start reciting Quran?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Before Bismillah, you say?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Great. Another example.
جزاك.
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 What do you say when someone says, "May Allah reward you"? May Allah give you reward. In
جزاك
Arabic, what do you say?
Jazakallah.
Yes? That's easy. Okay. Let's practice once from Alif to Jim, okay?
Yes.
So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I hope you're practicing with us, okay? Let's go. The first letter was?
Alif.
Alif. The second one?
Ba.
Ba. Ba. And the third one?
Ta.
Ta.
Ta. Ta. And the fourth one?
Sa.
Sa. And the fifth one?
J.
Jim.
J.
Easy.
Jim.
Jim. Now let's make the sounds.
Ba.
Ta.
Ba.
Ja.
Easy.
Okay. So, Alhamdulillah. So, because we have learned these five letters very, very easily, let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining us. So I really give thanks to RIIB. What was that? Sorry.
IRIB, sir. IRIB. IRIB English Radio.
You're good, better than me.
Arabi, like Arabi.
Can I say it?
RIIB.
Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us in our session of Quran class. We will be continuing, okay, our classes, our the alphabet letters. Inshallah, we'll talk more and more about them. I really give thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sever International School Network. Thank you so much. Inshallah, we will be back.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Savior International Schools.
فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The ocean
of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma wa as'aluka su'ala man ishtaddat faqatu wa anzala bika 'inda ash-shada'id hajata wa 'azama fi ma 'indaka raghbata. Allahumma
Brothers and sisters, in the next part, Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this divine supplication, states, وَأَنزَلَ بِكَ عِنْدَ الشَّدَائِدِ حَاجَتَ I ask you, O Allah, with the asking of the one who has stated to you in difficulties his need. The merciful obviously knows all about his servant's needs and wants, and he is completely aware of the stations and the positions and everything he runs into, because he is the creator, he is the one who is absolute cause, and he is completely aware of the difficulties the servant is running into. He can fulfill the needs or remove the difficulties for him, but he subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for his servant, based on the different Quranic verses, to state his needs, pray to him, to worship him, so that Allah solves his problems and difficulties. When the servant turns his face towards him, it is the time that the Almighty Allah eliminates calamities, saves him from misfortunes. Then he would fulfill his servant's demand out of mercy, loading him with blessings. It is Almighty Allah's desire for his servant to state his needs, which is in fact a form of worship and complete obedience to him. Isn't it the case that Almighty Allah has ordered his servants to pray and has guaranteed fulfilling it? Ud'uni astajib lakum, call on me and I will answer you. Praying, supplicating, and stating the wants are not only one form of worshipping and obeying the Almighty Allah, but they are in fact the core of worship, as we have previously discussed. Allah does not wish his servant to turn to sources other than him in case of difficulties and calamities. The servants cannot refer to others and ask their needs from them or request the solution of the problem from other than the Almighty Allah.
Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent
throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. Oh Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. Oh Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah,
that we're here,
feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In a divine tradition narrated in various lofty books, important issues and valuable facts are stated in this regard. For example, in the book titled As Anisul Layl, we read, أَيَأْمُ الْعَبْدِ فِي الشَّدَائِدِ غَيْرِي وَالشَّدَائِدُ بِيَدِي وَيَرْجُو سِوَايِ. Is my servant hopeful of those other than me when facing difficulties to resolve them for him, while eliminating all the problems is in my hands? Is my servant hopeful of the others but me, to fulfill his needs and wants and save him from poverty, while the generous and the beneficent is me, and accomplishing all the exigencies is in my power and mercy? فَمَا لِي أَرَى عَبْدِي مُعْرِضًا عَنِّي وَقَدْ أَعْطَيْتُهُ بِجُودِي وَكَرَمِي مَا لَمْ يَسْأَلْنِي. Why is it that I see my servant ignorant of me, while I have always granted him everything he wanted out of mercy, even the things he did not ask for? فَأَعْرَضَ عَنِّي وَسَأَلَ فِي حَوَائِجِهِ غَيْرِي وَأَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا. Why has he turned from me? Why has he referred to others now, when he is so much in need? I am the deity except whom there is no other deity. I grant without demand. Would I not grant if I am demanded? أَبْتَدِئُ بِالْعَطِيَّةِ مِنْ غَيْرِ مَسْأَلَةِ أَفَأُسْأَلُ فَلَا أَجُودُ أَلَيْسَ الْجُودُ وَالْكَرَمُ لِي. Is the vast ocean of mercy and generosity not from me? أَلَيْسَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ بِيَدِي. Are the world and the hereafter not in my hands? If all the things in the heavens and the earth ask me to grant them demands as big as all the heavens and the earth, my kingdom would not be reduced even to the extent of a fly. فَلَوْ أَنَّ كُلَّ أَهْلِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ سَأَلَنِي مِثْلَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْطَيْتُهُ مَا نَقَصَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ مُلْكِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَةٍ. And at the end, this beautiful divine tradition ends saying, فَيَا بُؤْسًا لِمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنِّي وَسَأَلَ فِي حَوَائِجِهِ وَشَدَائِدِهِ غَيْرِ. And woe to the one who turns attention from me, demanding his needs from those except me. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up? In a world that gives it all away, proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day, when so many others have strayed, smiling he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jalad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Before we deal with the law of istihada and fluid discharge, which is the topic today and inshallah in the upcoming episodes, let's take a listen to a short biography of Ayatollah Sistani.
The Grand Ayatollah Sistani comes from the family of scholars and pious men. He learned theological and rational sciences from many eminent and well-known religious scholars. At the age of 5, His Eminence started learning the Holy Quran. He was then admitted in a religious center for reading, writing, and for learning basic mathematics and geography. In the beginning of 1360 Hijri, he started studying basic Hauza lessons. He also